Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Ruiz. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Quinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joey J. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joey J. And now, play ball. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rose scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Elliott scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to second. Mel Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to third for the out. Edwards moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard strikes out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. Harkness moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Bobby Klaus pinch hits for Joey J. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to third. Two outs. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenas scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruiz hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Ellis now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper bunts towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. Two outs. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 0-for-1 in the game. Queen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Queen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Sammy Ellis. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose bunts towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruiz hits a pop-up towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 0 for 2 in the game. Queen strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Larry Elliott. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Queen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 3 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruiz bunts in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruiz. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Smith applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gonder is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Smith pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for George Altman. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Smith steals second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.